Dijon, could you please start us off with what you've been doing since the time you got here? And also, you know, they've talked about Savage as their starting quarterback. This is the first time you would not have gone in as a starter since a freshman. How are you dealing with that?
We came in, we reported Thursday, started meetings and practice, and then, you know, Savage is a veteran guy, so I'm a competitor. I'm learning from him and learn from Brandon and continue to improve each and every day.
Could you give us a rundown about since you've got to town, what you've done up until now, please?
All I've been really doing is, you know, focusing on the playbook, trying to improve each and every day, make sure I master my craft and, you know, learn about the system, learn about, you know, how Houston do the things they do, how Coach O'Brien coaches, and that's pretty much it.
How have you started to build a good relationship with Coach O'Brien?
It just starts with the meetings and on the field, being able to communicate, being able to talk to each other, learn about each other, learn how he teaches, learn how I learn. And I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Do you feel like you came to this rookie minicamp really prepared with all the stuff they had given you after the draft?
Yeah, I think so. I think I came in prepared and in shape. But, you know, it's a whole new system. It's a whole new learning curve. So it's a lot that I have to continue to work on and improve on.
Deshaun, what was it like for you when you signed your contract?
That was awesome. It was pretty cool. Thank all the people that was a part of it, especially in the – that's a part of this organization, and thank you for the opportunity, and now it's time for me to go to work and show that I deserve it.
What does it mean to you that what you're able to sign for this time, you'll be able to do a lot of things for your family that maybe otherwise you couldn't do?
You know, it's pretty cool. It's kind of new to me, so it's a cool thing, and my family understand that. But they know that the ultimate goal is to be here and play football and win games and do my job. So all the material things they're not even worried about. They just want me to be successful on the field.
Deshaun, I think the last time we saw you, it was your mom's birthday was the next day, and you got out of the car. What was that whole thing like for you and for her?
It was real cool just to be able to, you know, come home that next morning. And, you know, as she got settled home, at home, I came with the car, and she was very surprised. So she loves it, and she's in, you know, enjoying it.
And Bill was talking about he's been, and obviously you weren't here the last few years, but he's been very, very hands-on this year. Obviously you're just starting with him, but how would you describe him just his approach, working with you guys, how hands-on he is with the quarterbacks, you know, with you specifically?
I think it's cool just to be able to have your head coach and the main guy that knows this system very well to be hands-on in the meeting rooms with you and on the field with you. Because you can learn it firsthand, see what he sees, and for you to be that same coach on the field whenever, you know, you're, you know, practicing, scrimmaging, or, you know, in the game.
Deshaun, I don't know if culture shock is the right word, but coming into this organization, this system, coming from where you were, what's it like, the differences and trying to grasp everything?
It's just a different environment. You know, this is the NFL, and so, you know, college is a different level, but, you know, this is the National Football League. It's your job, it's your career. So you know, things you do is different than what I've been doing before.
When you talk about expectations versus reality, what has really stood out to you about this process so far now that you're actually in the building?
You know, it's gonna take the hard work and the grind, and you know, for you to, you know, you can expect a lot of stuff and you know, want to be great, want to be successful, especially early, but, you know, it's a process, and, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take, you know, long nights, early mornings to be able to put in the work and get what you need to get in to be successful on the field.
Deshaun, since Bill has been here, there's been a narrative that there's a vast complexity to the offense here in Houston. Can you describe what the challenge has been for you just learning the offense? Bill talked about just the terminology, it's like learning a new language. Has it been a challenge for you? How much time have you spent with the offense so far?
Yeah, that's, you know, Bill was right. It's a whole different terminology. It's like learning Spanish if you don't know Spanish. So you got to, you know, flip everything you learned before and, you know, turn a page and learn something, you know, brand new. And make sure you're on the same page with the, not just the coaches, but the teammate, your teammates, you know, telling everyone what to do. And doing things I haven't done before. So it's going to take time, and I'm going to continue to improve each and every day.
Bill was talking about how this whole thing is new for all of you, just knowing where everything is. Have you found yourself, you know, figuring out where everything is in this building? Did you find yourself getting lost at any point?
As far as, you know, finding my way around the building, I think that was pretty easy. But the playbook is a whole different, you know, level. Just because, like I said before, it's like learning a new language. But outside of that, you know, it's been fun. It's been fun. I'm enjoying my time, and I'm just going to continue to, you know, learn the system, learn the organization.
There's been some people that have had difficulty coming up with comparisons to you in your game of other quarterbacks, and I know you're your own person, but who are some of the quarterbacks that over the years you've kind of emulated and wanted and admired and as a part of their game?
As far as really admiring other quarterbacks, really all of them, because I'm a guy, when I watch football, I love watching quarterbacks. I feel like I want every quarterback to succeed and be successful. But as far as just kind of, you know, taking my game and trying to be like theirs, you know, I just got to try to be my own person and learn. And, you know, that's pretty much how I've operated.
Deshaun, it's been so long since you've had to really compete for a starting quarterback job. What do you even remember about that the last time you had to go through this? I mean, obviously mentally, physically, emotionally, you're a completely different person now. But, I mean, can you even remember the last time where you felt like, hey, this job's not mine, I have to make it mine?
For me, that's easy because, you know, of course I was a starter at Clemson, you know, the past 3 years. But, you know, each and every day I go into the day thinking I'm not the starter and I can lose my job. So, for me, that's, you know, it's natural. I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete each and every day to get better. And, you know, everyone else around me getting better. So that's all my mentality has been, is competing and try to find a way to get better. So as far as the competition, you know, I'm just working on, you know, improving my skills.
Deshaun, you know, we hear a lot about your leadership skills, the way the locker room tends to gravitate around you. Is it possible to put into words how you lead? And coming into an environment where you're now one of the young guys, how do you think that'll translate? And then kind of a second question, have you been here long enough in Houston? Do you consider yourself enough a Houstonian to have been disappointed in the Rockets Thursday night?
for the first question, I'm not sure. I guess it's just my personality, how I was raised. You know, I'm a quiet guy, soft-spoken, but, you know, people – like you said, just kind of gravitates towards me, and I just lead by example, do it the right way, do what the coaches ask me to do, and make sure, you know, it's impacting others around me in a positive way. And then for the second one, I hope I'm here long enough for the Houston people accept me. And, yeah, I wish the Rockets would have pulled it out, but I guess it wasn't their time.
Did you already kind of feel like you were arriving on Thursday? You know you were going to be a Houston player for probably a very long
right.
time.
Not at all. Yeah, it's a team, of course, I'm a pull for. All the sports teams around here. So, you know, hope for all the success for all the sports teams.
Deshaun, what do you believe your strengths are that will help you make this transition smooth?
Just being competitive, you know, being smart, my hard work, my work ethic, my leadership skills, and just – you know, trying to improve each and every day and having a mental toughness and being able to go through the things I've done before in life to, you know, get to this point.